The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This is Angel Talk with me, your host, Rachel Corpus. Let's journey together as we talk to your angels, guides, and loved ones who have crossed over. Are you ready to hear what Spirit has to say? Welcome to Angel Talk. Hello, my darlings. Welcome to another episode of Angel Talk. I am Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium, and your friend, your liaison to spirit, to the spirit world, your tour guide, I guess, as we discover as much as we can about this beautiful universe, the things that are right in front of us, but we can't always see them, or perhaps the things that are right in front of us that we underestimate or we ignore or we don't see for what they are. Example, animals. Animals are around us all the time, and they are meant to be messages. This is part three of a series about spirit animals. So if you haven't heard the other two, I encourage you to go back and listen to those. You'll enjoy them. Today's episode, we're going to sit with the angels in a meditative space. And so if you're driving right now, you might listen to a different podcast, or you might just listen for the sake of listening, but don't let yourself go to that meditative space because you got to watch the road, honey. If you're not driving, find a comfy space. You have a couple minutes here to get comfy. You can lay down if you want. You might fall asleep. And you know, I always encourage that when people are meditating, if they fall asleep, I think, well, that's what you needed. So thank you, Spirit, for giving us this time to close our eyes and let our body rest. If you like to meditate sitting up, I invite you to do that now. You want to sit in a comfortable chair. Make sure your legs are uncrossed. And if it's comfortable to you, place both feet on the floor so you can feel grounded. If you're sitting crisscross applesauce, feel the parts of your feet or your thighs, your legs that are touching the carpet or the ground. Let that ground you. If you're laying down on your bed or leaning back on a recliner, feel the weight of you being accepted by that bed or chair. You're so safe right now. You are. I'm surrounding you now in the goodness and safety of God's white light, bringing in Archangel Michael, surrounding you with protective blue light. We're bringing in Archangel Raphael to add green light of healing. Allow that green light to go into your body wherever you feel that healing needs to take place. Where do you need relief? Imagine that green light going to those places in your body right now. If you haven't already, go ahead and close your eyes or let your gaze go soft, whatever you feel comfortable with. The green light has found its way to those places in our body that are hurting or are tense. Now we're going to let that green light go into our emotional body. How about into our soul? We're going to let the green light now do its healing work from Archangel Raphael, healing things that hurt our heart. And yes, sometimes these things affect us physically too, as well, but we're going to go deeper than our body right now. We're going to go within and let that green light fill us up. As the green light does its work, we also notice that God's white light is within us, ever present. We are still surrounded in that beautiful white light from God, the blue light from Archangel Michael. I'm going to repeat from them, beloved, you are safe. This meditation today is to help us commune with the animals. Animals are here to teach us, to show us. Animals are our perfect example of unconditional love. Animals love us all the time, especially our fur animals that live with us in our house or on our farms. And we'll just take a moment as we begin to feel our breath filling our body. Pay attention to your breath, not feeling like you need to make any changes. Just notice, how are you breathing today? And as we inhale, let's inhale gratitude for these animals that are part of our lives. And exhale in your own time. And inhale gratitude for the animals of the spirit world who will communicate with us today. And exhale as you're ready. The angels are going to use my voice to guide us through a journey today. Let's begin. The angels say, beloved, you have everything you need for this journey. Everything you will ever need is within you. Trust us. Go forward gently and boldly because you can. You are spirit. Allow your spirit to dance and play and be free today in this meditation. Release any parts of the world that are tugging at you that can wait. You just need to be here now. And you are so very safe and so very loved. Imagine with the angels that you are walking down a residential neighborhood down the street. Go ahead and notice detail. Look at your feet. What are you wearing? Look around at the houses. What season is it? What do the trees look like? What time of day is it? If it feels right, you can stop walking and just look around. What do you see? Are you in present day, or do you find yourself in another time, in the past or perhaps the future? As you look forward in your mind's eye, you notice that the sidewalk goes on and on and on, but the neighborhood stops. We're going to explore this sidewalk that seems to never end, and yet something is different. So we're going to move together walking on this sidewalk. We know we're safe, so we really don't have to be cautious. We're just going to go with the flow. We're just going to walk on this sidewalk and keep going. And as we walk, we realize that the houses are farther and farther apart. We notice that as we pass the houses, some of them have barns and fences behind them and pasture. And as we keep walking, those barns and houses are no longer, and we're walking into a forest. Let's pause at the beginning of this forest because it is magnificent. All of the leaves are beautiful shades of green. Let's just notice that green. We don't need to walk swiftly by. We can pay attention to these trees and notice how beautiful they are. What kinds of trees do you see? What shades of green? If this is a different season, what do you see? What does the snow look like on the trees? Are the leaves changing color? Just notice. The air is fresh, and you hear birds communicating with each other and singing. And the angels say, these birds are saying, welcome, welcome, this is our home. We invite you in. Come and dance with us. Come and fly with us. Hearing their beautiful singing and chirping all around you, you notice in front of you that the trees begin to separate and a path has revealed itself. And we are safe and we'll go with the flow and we'll walk forward together on this path. This path is not sidewalk anymore. It's a clear path, but we still hear and feel the crunch of pine needles and sticks and dried dirt under our feet as we walk. The smells have changed. We don't have neighborhood smells anymore. We have smells of the forest, of the bark, of the moist soil, the zing of the snow if you're in a different season. It is earthy and good here. And go ahead and notice in front of you that there is a log big enough for you to sit on. Go ahead, go sit down. It's like this log is here just for you. Thank you, Spirit. And you sit down and look up into the trees and you are looking into a wonderland. Have you ever stopped and looked up through a tree? It is like another universe. Look all around in your mind's eye. Look at the beautiful shapes and the colors and the way the light comes in. And now, as you watch, you see an eagle fly into the timber and land near its nest. You make eye contact with the eagle and know immediately that you are safe. Notice the eagle sitting here, not scared of you, ready to teach you. And we're going to start discerning, what does the eagle mean to you? And so we ask the question, eagle, what are you trying to tell me? My voice will go quiet for a moment while you ask that question and receive the answer. Eagle, what are you trying to show me? Now, from the left side of you, you hear a rustling in the leaves or the snow. And you look to your left and you see a beautiful deer. This deer is regal, larger than life, with eyes so gentle and wise and knowing. The deer notices you and you notice the deer. And so we ask the deer, what are you trying to show me? The deer begins to turn and walk away, and for a moment it seems quiet. And so you look down at your feet and you notice an earthworm moving gracefully and diligently through the soil, paying you no mind, doing its job, hardworking, beautiful and brown and glossy. And we'll communicate with that earthworm right now and say, beautiful earthworm, what do you mean to me? What are you showing me? What significance do you have in my life? Now all around you is a different kind of smell. It takes your eyes away from the earthworm. This is a smell that you have not smelled before. It smells earthy and yet metallic, and kind of like the rain. And you sense something near you, but you don't see it yet. You feel energy moving into your back and you get the feeling that you should turn around. And when you do, you see the most beautiful unicorn. This unicorn is so big, it must be 7 feet tall. Its horn is iridescent. It glistens. What color is its coat? What color is its mane? What color are its eyes? What does this unicorn mean to you? It's chosen to show up for you today. Unicorn, what are you trying to show me? What are you trying to tell me? You expect the unicorn to turn and walk away, but the unicorn walks to you. And you feel your inner child getting nervous and excited and giddy at the same time. And the unicorn walks over to you and stands tall as if waiting for you to stand up. And you do. And you and this beautiful unicorn start to walk the path. Pay attention to what side the unicorn is on. As you walk, you're trying not to look too much at this unicorn, but you can't help it because this is pure spirit and pure magic. You give in to the desire and just stop and look. And you look at the detail of the coat and see that it is diamond-like. The unicorn looks at you and it's like you can see yourself and all of the best parts of you through the eyes of this beautiful creature. You realize that you too are the magic. You are the love. You rest your head against the side of the unicorn's face. Your breathing starts to become in tune with the unicorn. Breathing in and out. It's just you and this unicorn and nobody else. Surely this is the epitome of magic. And yet, you hear something and look down, and there's a beaver right by your feet. And at first, it may feel like you want to tell the beaver to go away. Go away, beaver. I'm with this unicorn. I may never see a unicorn again. Go away. I've seen you a bunch of times. You're just a beaver. But the unicorn lets you know, not with voice, but by knowing that all creatures are magic. And the beaver is just as magical as the unicorn. And so you say to the beaver, what are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to show me? After a few moments, you see the beaver waddle away in its special way that it moves, and it goes into the brush and goes about its day. The unicorn nudges you as if kissing you goodbye. And walks away from you. And as you watch the unicorn walk away, seeming to get smaller as it's farther away from you, you receive the message from your angels that the magic of that unicorn and the beaver are always within you. Two polarities, your spirit self and your earth self, mingling together always. Creating a complete, perfect being, and that being is you. We're going to walk back through the forest now, making our way back to the residential neighborhood. But as we walk back, we've got the distance of about a football field to get through. I'm going to count our steps, and as you follow my voice, every number is a step. And I want you to look around in your mind's eye and notice what there is to be noticed. You might see a lot, you might see a little, but I'd like you to remember what you notice and think about it later. We're going to begin our walk back out of the forest now, so turn around. Take a nice cleansing breath in. Exhale gratitude for this time in this beautiful forest, knowing that this forest is within you and you can visit anytime. And we begin our walk back. We're going to use the count of 25, and each step takes us out of the forest and into the neighborhood. Here we go. 1, 2 steps, 3, 4. Don't forget to look around. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, about halfway there. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, step out, 24, 25. Turn around and notice that the forest has closed up again. The pathway is hidden, but you know you can find it anytime. Again, you hear the singing of the birds, and you ask again, birds, what are you trying to tell me? I'd like to share with you that the birds are saying, we are the gatekeepers. We saw you coming, and we're so happy you're here today. We love you. When you hear us singing, remember this magical enchanted forest. It is not apart from you, it is within you. And you turn around feeling so loved and full of gratitude and strength and magic. And you begin to walk back toward the sidewalk, looking down at your feet again and noticing what shoes you're wearing, noticing that the farms and the barns are coming back into view, that you're now walking on sidewalk, walking forward. The houses are back in view. You hear the buzz of a wasp. What does that mean? You see a cardinal fly in front of you. What does that mean to you? Who is that for you? You walk down a few more feet and you notice that there are some wildflowers on one side of the sidewalk full of white and yellow butterflies. Hello, butterflies. Breathing in a nice breath. And exhale, we'll come out of this meditation easily and gracefully. Wiggle your toes and your hands. Put a smile on your face. Stretch your face out. Move your shoulders a little bit. Strengthen the core in your tummy. Tighten your tummy and then let it go. Just bringing energy into our body again. Bringing our spirit fully into our body. You know, sometimes we get done meditating and we don't feel very grounded. Maybe we need another moment to pull our spirit fully in. I hope this meditation was meaningful for you today. And I'm grateful that the angels led us through a beautiful journey. And I loved it when they said, I think more than once, that that forest is within you always. You can go there whenever you want. And as magical as it is, it's only magical because you are magical. Have you thought about yourself that way, as magical? Wow, you are. You really are. I'd love to hear from you. Download the app by searching Mind Body Spirit FM on any Apple or Android device. It's a free app. You can listen to all the shows on this network, and they're all good. You can click on Angel Talk and get all the past episodes. You can also click the microphone button and leave me a message. It could be a question about a show. You could have an idea for a guest or a book you've read that you want me to pay attention to because that we might have that author on or something like that. Or just say, hi, how are you doing today, Rachel? And who I will listen to all those messages, all of them, and send you my love right back. If you'd like to learn more about me and what I do, you can visit my website, rachelcorpus.com. If you're on Instagram, find me at The Angel Counselor, Facebook at Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator. If you have not heard this today or recently, hear us say, the whole universe, your team, and me, you are loved. I love you. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with me, Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator and Psychic Medium. If you'd like to connect, visit my website, rachelcorpus.com.
I'm Dr. Mona Lisa, and I've been a medical intuitive for over 30 years. Let me help you find new ways to heal physical and emotional problems. Be a part of my Healthy Living Intuitively podcast studio audience every week. Follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mona Lisa fan page, and Instagram, Dr. Mona Lisa 1, to get that information. I answer audience questions, and you can learn from people calling in that might be dealing with the same things that you are. Follow Healthy Living Intuitively, part of the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network, and wherever you get your podcasts.